Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, we're back again. Yes, for another episode, another very precious and a very powerful episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yab, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I have for him some very, let's just say I have, for his cause, some very, very important things for him that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue, indeed, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. He told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, again, I thank the Most High. Opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And I thank you all again for tuning in to listen. May the words that are heard this night be heard, my brothers and sisters, across the entirety of this globe, and I know they shall. Oh, that sounds like a, someone would say that's a, sound like a bold statement. Oh, I know that these words, my brothers and sisters, shall be heard. Most High has purposed it, and so shall it be done. Every soul shall discern the truth. One day, every soul, surely, sooner than most expect, shall discern the power, the words that we will speak here this night. You know the title of this show. To many, it might sound somewhat hard to believe or even intimidating. What did I tell you? Most times told me that I must tell you things. Tell me I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy since the dawn of human falls. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is written that if the gospel be here, it is here to them that are lost. Do you really believe that your leaders wanted you to know all that they have done to hide, twist, pervert the truth of the gospel? That men become indiscriminate for not hearing a pure and perfect word has left the world far from one, far from agreed, far from beyond its sin, far beyond the mass of its illusions. We've spoken many times on this show about those scriptures at 2 Corinthians 4. You really need to read 4, 1 through 3 through 4 through 7. Now, all those scriptures talk about that if the leaders, if anyone handled the word deceitfully, the end result, my brothers and sisters, is that we must understand it is not lies that are going to join a world together to become the offering unto the Most High with which he would be pleased. It's not lies, my brothers and sisters, that's going to reconcile all the minds unto the will of the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, it is written, Zephaniah 3:13, that the remnant of Israel will do no iniquity, speak no lies. They will have none to harm, none to dissuade among them. Well, given this powerful word consideration, my brothers and sisters, it is evident that since purity and completion offers one choice, I said that since purity and completion offers one choice, that the world has been inundated. This world has been inundated with many illusions, many half-truths, many entire misperceptions, many perversions against the truth, many misimaginations. But they all, my brothers and sisters, must be overcome, must be exceeded. The Most High will not bring into his kingdom the heart that chooses to uphold any of the illusions and misconceits of any of the nations. The gospel is a pure, perfect word from above that declares what is the plan of the Most High that even all the nations have chosen so many ways to ignore. The gospel is a pure and perfect word, my brothers and sisters, pure and complete. After all the Most High has declared, if any man seeks to add or take away from it in any way, he only damns his own soul. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern then what was that word. But was that truth that was well understood by those of the early church? That Rome, when it came up with this counterfeit that overtook the world, has compelled many to trust in a lie, to trust in a counterfeit. Entirely false concept of what is salvation, an entirely false concept of what is Messiah, caused many to trust in, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, this simply is false religion. There is a truth, my brothers and sisters, a very powerful and pertinent truth, that all nations were expected to believe if they be converted. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, it must be discerned what they believed. Why they called themselves, I did not say Christian, why the early church called themselves Kurdishanya, those who had the expectation for the one called the righteous one likened to the rising of the sun. It casts out the darkness. It reveals the light the world would obscure. The one called the King of the East. Why they call themselves those who expected the one called the King of the East, who is called Shiloh. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, without the knowledge of what Shiloh comes to do, what all nations must convert unto, my brothers and sisters, without the knowledge of this gospel, no soul has been or could be converted. Without the knowledge of this truth, my brothers and sisters, without obedience and allegiance unto this truth, no soul, my brothers and sisters, is conformed to the ancient promise of the One Most High. But there are many among us who have not heeded to the truth of the Holy Word, to understand, for instance, what was meant by the scriptures at Philippians. I said at Philippians, my brothers and sisters, the second chapter. It must be understood about that second, all that's written there, much. It must be understood. For many are seeking to exalt himself, exalt themselves. Have said and done much to influence the masses. Hadn't been for them about the truth. But in so doing, my brothers and sisters, like I said, they have not only damned their own souls, but many. I'd like to read, for instance, for a moment, Philippians 2 and 1 to try to explain my point. Because many not discerning the essence of these ideas have walked a path that has been detrimental to all. He said, if there be therefore any consolation in the current age, don't know what I'm talking about, please check out the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, article called The Gospel of Shiloh, the promise that you need every bit of it. If there be any consolation in the current age, this is what Messiah was called in the East. There been any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit. How about one testimony, a love for the one testimony unto peace? If there be any heartfelt, if you will, desire and love of divine mercy. He says, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded. Comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Turn toward the will of one, said in Isaiah 40. That your warfare be over, come to an end. Say, fulfill my joy, for I delight in utmost. That you be like-minded, that you have the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Oh, there's some who love debates, never coming to a rightful conclusion, never discerning fully what is the will of Yah. Therefore, how can they be unto the salvation of any man? So let nothing be done through strife and vainglory. In other words, after the mere will of the flesh, man seeking to exalt himself. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others even as better than themselves. Look not every man to his own things, let every man also, if you will, seek, consider also upon the things of others. Will be a blessing to all. He's warning the people that they should not seek to exalt themselves, aspiring to the diverse devices and the persuasion of men against the gospel, against the pure, perfect word. So he said, let this mind be in you that was also in the current age of Yeshua, who being in the form of Yah, thought it not robbery, or did not consider to be compared, or to be counted in allegiance as one with Yah. He did not count it a thing to be grasped, taken lightly, but something of great worth that had to be striven for. But he made himself, therefore, not seeking to exalt himself to persuade men, he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient, even unto death. How about obedient unto Yah, subduing all flesh, all the will of the flesh, all the selfish ambition of the flesh, all the desires that appeal to those, my brothers and sisters, who would persuade unto themselves men. Became obedient unto death, even to the death of the stake. What does Scripture say? If you walk after the flesh, you will die. If you do the flesh after the Spirit, in other words, you're willing to give your life for the sake of the gospel, the fullness of what the Most High has declared, you should gain life eternal. For none else but those who seek the fullness of a word will be identified, my brothers and sisters, as the sons and daughters of Yah. Wherefore Yah has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, a title of authority which is above every name. That the name of Yeshua, the name which the Father has given him, every knee should bow. Did it say anyone, my brothers and sisters, would be exalted who exalts himself? No, my brothers and sisters, all must be subdued after the word the Most High sends the Messiah to bring that all conform to the will of one. That the name of the title which Yah has given unto Yeshua, every knee should bow, things on earth and things in heaven, things on earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess Yeshua HaMashiach as he who is called of Yah. Bears the seal of the one Most High, even the Holy Name, to the glory, to the honor of Yah his Father. Have all understood the meaning of this, my brothers and sisters? Because if men, beyond their worldliness and their desire to appeal to the designs of men, had kept that heart discerning, it is only those who are willing to humble themselves in preparation to hear and discern that authority who shall be delivered. My brothers and sisters, with men have been so quick to contrive doctrines, I said so quick to contrive doctrines to exalt themselves, thus dividing the earth against the will, the constancy from beginning to end that is the will of the one Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth, a very blessed truth. It was written concerning in Romans 11:25-27, relating that indeed Israel being scattered among the nations, the Gentiles will successfully blind even all Israel. Falling after the diverse ideals of the Gentiles, Israel remaining blind, my brothers and sisters, easily beguiled, easily scattered, easily made contentious after the ways of the Gentiles. So the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. And said, in that day, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has chosen, a deliverer, and all should understand this, a deliverer must come out of Zion. For those who would turn from transgression, who would turn from this massive confusion, this massive misconceit, this massive man-made self-exaltation, that men all might discern one, and in discerning that one, discern also, my brothers and sisters, what is the only way, always has been the only way of peace. I would have you to discern, my brothers and sisters, the truth of these things. Perhaps I might need to, for some of you, read Romans 11:25. I've spoken these scriptures many times in this show. One of the things that I want to do tonight, however, is just, many times I just simply have to just relate some of those things that I've related many times before. I said just simply relate many of those things that I've related many times before because there's much that needs to be gathered tonight. Much that needs to be discerned that we indeed capture the full mass of the information that needs to be discern in this interwoven truth and reasoning that we discern the point. Romans 11:25 says, I would not, brethren, that you be left not to know this mystery. I'm desirous, my brother, you should know then this secret. It's truth that the nations, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we can see since the dawn of the human fall how there's a truth that the nation has chosen in many ways to ignore in order that men might exalt the desires of their own hearts. See, I'm desirous, my brother, you should know this mystery. So you may not be wise in your own estimation according to your own conceits. Certainly that no man exalts himself. For it says, blindness of heart has to some degree befallen Israel and will continue, he said, until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. The time of all the nations walking after their own aspirations, own idea, own vision. False expectations should come to an end. The scripture says, and then shall all Israel, even all the nations, have the same covenant from me when I've forgiven their sins. And again, it says, now according to the gospel, speaking concerning Israel. So now according to the gospel, he said to many who did believe, many of them are hostile, yet hostile against the truth of the gospel has gone forth to be preached to all the nations. But according to the election, the promise of Yah that he would bring his people back, though they be scattered, they are beloved for the patriarch's sakes. Most High basically said that he will have his way. If Israel were obedient, they'd be made the head, not the tail, to remain upon the land and to have dominion. But he also said, my brothers and sisters, that if Israel is disobedient, Israel will be scattered among the nations. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, scattered. Let the word go forth, whether wittingly or otherwise. And though so many would hypocrisize the word, Most High has had a plan whereby one day all shall discern the word as one. See, likewise, he said there, talking about Israel has been disobedient to the mercy that is upon. He's speaking to the Gentiles at this point. Likewise, they also are disobedient now to the mercy that is upon you. They mean mercy upon them also. What do you mean by mercy, my brothers and sisters? It's going to be, and must be, and always has been, a word from the Most High that delivers man beyond the lies that divide. But in that all nations have chosen to curtail, partialize, pervert, just simply not tell the full measure of the truth of what is the expectation, dreams, and aspiration the Most High gave to his people Israel. My brothers and sisters, because all nations have in some way, even Israel today, so many various factions, none of them having the power to deliver themselves from their misconceits. Yah has included all men, my brothers and sisters, having in so many ways been disobedient, having not heard to maintain the truth. Wherefore obedience is also to hear and obey. The Yah has included all men on disobedience, and that he may have mercy on every man, that all be beholden to him for the restoration of what is wisdom. Oh, the depth and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah, for no man searched his judgment, and his ways are inscrutable, past finding out. It means, my brothers and sisters, we must seek him forever. For who has known the mind of the Most High, who has been to him a counselor? Or who has been first given to him that received from him? of him and through him and to him all things. To him be glory, honor, and blessing forever. So be it. I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, those scriptures that we just read there at Romans 11, 32 through the 36th verse in particular, are direct revelation from some very powerful latter-day prophecy. It's mentioned in Isaiah 40. It's also mentioned, my brothers and sisters, not only Isaiah 40, but Isaiah 59. And I repeat, it is latter-day prophecy relating the fact that all nations and all the nations in the latter days, the scripture says, has known. All the nations have known. Has in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, in its taint, confusion. Has not at all been the way of the gospel. Has not at all been the way of peace. So much so that men have had such wavered allegiances that one who had turned away from transgression, the nation would seek to make him a prey. Well, my brothers and sisters, true early church belief must be understood. So much of the secrets that are contained therein, I'd like to relate to you concerning what is said in the prophecies of old, relative to some very powerful scripture in the book of Revelation. To discern this truth is discern, my brothers and sisters, with the early church. All there, the early church knew they had to believe if they were to be converted, if they were to be counted steadfast, if, my brothers and sisters, were to be counted worthy unto the holy name, without which all who refuse it partake of the wrath of Yah. But the Most High will function, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth, quite frankly, what you can call a process of elimination. For those who will share peace, my brothers and sisters, must also be they who have loved peace after all that the Most High himself declared. Did you hear, brothers and sisters? Must be. Whoever would add to it in any way adds damnation to his soul. Anyone who would take anything away takes away his opportunity unto eternal life. Add to himself, my brothers and sisters, in fact, all the curses that are written in the book. I would like to read a scripture to you, my brothers and sisters. It says, he who believes, it's written in Mark 16:15. He who believes the gospel and is baptized, shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be damned. Mark 16:15, he said to them, said to his disciples, go you into all the world and preach the gospel, he said. Preach the gospel. Preach the whole word. See, I put something there that I need to correct right, and let me see what I can do quickly. And preach the gospel. Refresh the page to come up a little bit clearer. He said, and preach the gospel. Even if he said, go forth and teach them everything he commands. The gospel is the whole word. Many times men not having the knowledge of all the Most High has said concerning his truth. Many of my brothers and sisters entirely missed the point. He said, whatever in all that is written of old is for our learning, we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. He said to them, to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I say it to you again. Baptism was an open public declaration. One realized that he had been far from spiritually awake, far from spiritually clean after the teachings of another. Baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit means unto the honor and the glory, fullness of the truth. is the authority, declaration, command of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one truth that is peace in the heavenly, and the one truth, my brothers and sisters, that must become peace to this world. Say, go forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He believes and is baptized. No, that's more than just being dunked in water. What does the apostle Paul say? To beware lest any man beguile you, the prince of the world, and not after the Messiah. You must be led by him. I said, beware lest any man beguile you, to the prince of the world, and not after the Kurdi. So you must be led by him. Baptized and led by him. Baptized in his name. That you be led by him unto his authority. He did not say that you should make an oath unto the name of the Most High after the vanity of any man and expect to be delivered. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, shall be preserved. And that means, he says, believes. That means believes to follow what is wise shall be preserved. But he that believes not, the word believes not also means obeys not. But believe me, my brothers and sisters, what one believes is God to him, directs his reading. But he not who did not be believed to obey and even to declare the truth of this word shall be damned. It means, my brothers and sisters, that no one becomes one in the dreams, aspirations, expectations, and faith the Most High gave the people of Israel, lest they too conform to the blessed expectation. Very much like what Messiah said when he said to Israel, particularly through his disciples, go ye forth and teach all the nations, convert all the nations, make disciples of all the nations. Oh, that's not according to what they already believe. This makes disciples, reprove, discipline, convert, teach all the nations. Baptize them, he said, in the name and the authority. Unto giving honor to the Most High in his name, the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said that you can do everything. That is the gospel that he commands. Well, my brothers and sisters, I believe according to all the prophecies, there's a need now to examine the words of the scripture in the context of all that has been related. Again, the scripture speaks unto him, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. He gave his life, the scripture says, to be Lord of both the dead and the living, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. He gave his life to claim a word, my brothers and sisters, a word that the whole world rejected, has rejected. But many of my brothers and sisters take the scriptures after their own design. But the word of Yah is sure and true according to all that is its initial and eternal meaning. So scriptures in Romans 14 talk about transcending all the debates, intentions. Debate and doubt comes of men being weak in the knowledge of the word. It says, bear the burdens of the weak, but not under doubtful disputations. Never to waver in your reasoning. There must be an absolution that must be attained. How else all praise one? 15:4, Romans, all that whatever is written, all whatsoever written of old, for I learned that we through patience and faith in scriptures might have hope. Every prophet, my brothers and sisters, spoke so many times relative to the words already understood by people, the words that were the words of the prophets. And not to understand this, brothers and sisters, is so often missed the point. Because all that is written of old is for I learned that we through patience and faith and scriptures might have hope and all be like-minded and bring all nations obedient in word and deed. I'd like tonight, my brothers and sisters, to begin to examine a bit of scripture. Scripture I like to look at is at Revelation 16:12. For those who know the scriptures well, they will begin to see how these things type up with time together, shine together with former words. But I'd like to just simply read through these verses and read the former scriptures before them to help to bring these things to bear. Revelation 16:12, and the sixth angel poured his vial upon the great river Euphrates, out of the prophecy. And the waters were dried up, that the way of the king, I didn't say kings, yes, I said the king be prepared. Those who know the truth about the scripture, examine Isaiah 44, 22-45-6, to understand who is that one called the King of the East. We'll examine the scripture that Isaiah 27:41-4, to understand who that one called the King of the East. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I tell you, it is Shiloh, in fact, it is Messiah Yeshua himself, but as he will ultimately appear in the latter days. Sixth angel poured us bowl upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters were dried up. Scriptures speak about this and talks about rulers of the nations being proven foolish, inept, having no power to solve the problems of the world, that men will begin to seek for solution, that they seek beyond the mindscapes of the nations and the leaders. To serve brothers and sisters, what is the greater exceeding wisdom of the earth? I saw three unclean spirits, testimonies, false testimonies, like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. You talk about what that's all talking about, my brothers and sisters. The dragon is the adversary himself. The beast, quite frankly, is the nations. The false prophet, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all the false churches that have never taught the fullness of the gospel. They have not explained to people the real meaning of the scripture at Revelation 22:16, when he says, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. None who has not discerned rightly these words, my brothers and sisters, has understood the truth of the gospel, nor have they understood truly who Messiah is. Many might say that's a powerful word. But hearken, my brothers and sisters, and I will prove it to be true. Say, for they are the spirits of devils, the testimony of devils, working miracles to deceive the people. Go forth to the kings of the earth. The whole world, in other words, the leaders of the whole world, my brothers and sisters, have spoken these lies. To gather them to battle the great day of Yah Almighty. I can only tell you, brothers and sisters, there's a great word that will smite all the nations to confirm the word of truth. Every lie must be exposed, my brothers and sisters, and the truth must prevail. Say, behold, I come. And when it says, behold, I come as a thief, it means unexpectedly as a thief. Blessed is he who watches. Word for watch is to seek. It's to expect. It's to look for. Blessed they who watch in anticipation. They may keep their garments. In other words, hear me, my brothers and sisters. Malachi 2:16 talks about those who have even a ridicule of the spirit. As much injustice they would not do. And all who would do these things, my brothers and sisters, have no right to be called priests. Blessed they are they, therefore, my brothers and sisters, who hold on to the garment of salvation, the word of truth. And walk in it faithfully, that they be counted true under the name of the Most High. Because all my brothers and sisters who will not, I promise you, he will take his name. If any of my brothers and sisters who feigned and carrying the spiritual garments of righteousness be found, my brothers and sisters, but flesh, all will discern, my brothers and sisters, the treachery that they have held to know their shame. He gathers them to a place. Scripture later talks about a city. which in the Hebrew tongue, it's called in the Hebrew tongue, Harmageddon. You don't know what I'm talking about here, my brothers and sisters. There's much that needs to be explained. This is on my website, article called Secret City Prophecies. See how many times this place that is also known as the Hills of Megiddo harasheth the Gentiles. A city, my brothers and sisters, that bears this name. Harasheth the Gentiles. Kir Harris. The city of Harris. Where is it, my brothers and sisters? You really need to examine that website of mine. HiddenGospel.com, Secret City Prophecies. Understand what the scriptures say about this. In the seventh, says, the seventh day I bowled, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, and from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. There was a great earthquake, such as not since men were on the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Notice what he said about this city. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came to remembrance before Yah to give her the cup of the wine of the fountains of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. My brothers and sisters, these words are speaking about the word of the gospel, the word of truth. That had to be the expectation of all who believed and expected, as Curtis Shania, those who expected the return of the one called the King of the East, who Yeshua said he is. Not only, my brothers and sisters, discerning who he is according to all the prophecies, but how he would return. It may sound like a shocking word to many of my brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you now, few have understood truly the meaning of these words at Revelation 16:12-21. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, without that ancient expectation, no one could be delivered. The ancient expectation, the early church, and coming to the one called the Kurdi. The faith being called Curtis Shania, the expectation of one called the King of the East, was the expectation, my brothers and sisters, that though the whole world has lied, Yah will yet be true. Though the whole world has sought to hide the truth and the rulers have lied to all the nations, these lies that have divided the nations must come to be no more. It was the expectation, my brothers and sisters, in the Messiah, not only concerning who he is according to all the prophecies, but how he shall appear. And without that truth, my brothers and sisters, many will wind up finding that they will fall as those, my brothers and sisters, did not know to expect or prepare. So I say again, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who will hear the words that we speak this night. Those of you who have listened to this show on a regular basis know that we looked at Revelation 16:12-21 and compared them to Revelation 6:12-7:17, and that great earthquake is that followed that great city. It will cause the kings to run for cover, and all of them will discern their treachery. Type of scripture we find it. The kind of find the scriptures we the kind of scripture we find, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 25th chapter 1-3. Something that happens at a city that will cause nations and rulers to run for cover. The rulers of the nation run for cover, for they are discerning their treachery, knowing the time of the wrath of the Most High has come. And in the discerning of that word, Revelation 6-7, particularly the 7th chapter, it's corollary to Isaiah 48, corollary to Revelation, what it says in Revelation 7-2, corollary to what it says in Isaiah 30-18, talks about Messiah granting for a short moment an opportunity for people to catch on what is the truth, that they might indeed be confirmed and steadfast in the will of the One Most High. Well, Scripture talks about the same type of scenario. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3, a city destroyed. That's that city called Armageddon. Those who know what Harisheth of the Gentiles is. What it symbolizes in the mind of the Hebrew, in terms of that place, the Most High set the issue as to who is Yah against so many of Israel's enemies, and what was called the Valley of Decision, the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Blessed are they who will discern these things. Like I said, my website, hiddengospel.com, relates much of this. But again, the scriptures speak about this. What is it saying? Blessed are they who keep their garments. He said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments. Blessed he walk naked and men see shame. What is this scripture talking about? My brothers and sisters, the truth that I'm relating to you now, it was understood in advance that most of Israel, most all Israel, my brothers and sisters, would be blind to until the time appointed. I'd like to call attention to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, 2nd chapter, 26th through 32nd verse. I said Jeremiah 2:26. And it is much as a statement to Israel of old, it is a statement to Israel today. It's a statement, in fact, my brothers and sisters, all the nations who have not known this great expectation. Jeremiah 2:26, as a thief is ashamed when he is found, so the children of Israel are ashamed, and their kings and their princes and their priests and their prophets. Let me repeat that. Jeremiah 2:26. As a thief is ashamed when he is found. So is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their priests, princes, their priests, and their prophets. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Malachi, it talks about Messiah coming with a swift testimony that will ultimately testify against all who have hidden the Holy Word, that will rob both Yah and all nations. The scripture says Messiah comes suddenly, and comes as a thief, it means he comes unexpectedly. My brothers and sisters, all prophecy concerning that one like the rising sun that reveals the truth of the world and sought to obscure. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures relate he comes to reclaim unto him belongs. For he is Shiloh. He is the inheritor of the mountains. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has appointed. All nations. I said all nations revering his truth shall have opportunity to inherit a world made at peace. He says, woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who have hidden the truth, saying to a stock, a piece of wood, thou art my father, to a stone, thou hast brought me forth. In other words, trusting the imaginations and the constructs of their own hearts. We looked at scriptures like this before in Isaiah, the 44th chapter. But they have turned their back unto me, and have not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. In other words, they will ask the Most High that he have mercy. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise that they can save thee in the time of trouble. For according to the number of thy cities, how about the multitude of your various social constructs that you have allied yourselves to, O Israel? Stephen speaking to the whole world, are thy gods, O Judah? Sounds so much like scriptures in Isaiah 57, Isaiah 47 as well. Jeremiah 2:29. Wherefore then will you plead with me? How will you plead with me? Will you plead with me according to your transgressions, according to your misconceits? You say, you've all transgressed against me, says the Most High. Only those who believe the truth, my brothers and sisters, will have even the hope of hearing, of having Most High's attention. So those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Shall man speak aloud of brothers and sisters and be preferred? Think again. I want you to understand something. For all that the Most High has done over the course of many generations to the children of Israel, have they yet returned to truly listen? As if they have not become as one, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, much of what many have heard has been according to the imaginations of themselves. Still afflicted in so many ways, like the children of Edom, refusing to hear all the Most High has spoken. He said, in vain have I smitten your children. They still receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets. In other words, by your own words have you refused to hear the word the Most High would give those who speak from on high. Your own sword have devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Most High. Have I been like a wilderness unto Israel? In other words, a land wherein man never could find his way. Have I been like a land of darkness? No, my brothers and sisters, you've hearkened to yourself. Wherefore say my people, we are lords. In other words, we are our own masters. Men have said they will not or no more come to hearken unto him. Can a maid forget her ornaments or bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what it relates concerning what suddenly comes upon a people who have not hearkened when the opportunity is presented. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth the Most High has revealed throughout the course of the scripture. That without which man, not knowing what to believe, could not be converted. We need to speak about that scripture tonight. I'd like to read to you the book of Matthew. 24, 42, 47 through 51. Matthias 24, 42. We need to look at what these scriptures have to say and see how many times they parallel the same truth. 24, 42. Let's get that verse. A lot to say in the time that remains. I need to move swiftly with this. Pray the Most High enables the mind to follow. Father, I thank you for your spirit. Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, look out, be on guard, anticipate, expect therefore. For you know what hour your Lord shall come. But know this much, that if the master of the house knew what watch, what watch of the night, or what to expect in the night, what time in the night the thief comes, he would keep awake and would not let his house be plundered. For this reason, you also should be ready, for the Son of Man will come in an hour you do not expect him. Malachi said, he for whom you are waiting shall suddenly come, even unexpectedly, to the temple. Meaning those of the temple, my brothers who ran it, didn't prepare you rightly, that you not discern the sign of these times. And many of my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, the Messiah were right in full before them, speaking his word. Many of them would choose to believe he is a devil rather than believe that this is a deliverer. So incensed are they to make what they have thought to believe to be true, that they would not believe the truth and would fight against it. So hardly would they discern the warning, the scripture says. Zephaniah 3 speaks of Messiah in the midst of a city, warning the people, but they would not listen. The destruction of that city will be a warning to all nations as to what is to come. How many will understand? Many my brothers and sisters are blinded because they don't understand that Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 are chronologies of the course of much time. And none of those scriptures deny Isaiah 49, whereby Messiah from among men will declare, "Listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother as he made mention of my name to bring Israel back to him. Made my mouth like a sharp sword to declare his glory. Bring Israel back to him, even to be his salvation to the ends of the earth." Many have not understood what these scriptures are about, my brothers and sisters, to discern the truth. Micaiah 24:45, "Who then is the faithful?" "From an army do not expect, but who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has appointed over his household, giving food in due season? This is the Father sending forth the Son, my brothers and sisters, to declare the word of truth that the men, that men for so long have been without. Blessed is that servant when his Lord comes and finds him so doing." He's using this as a parable. It's a parallel. He said, "Truly I say to you, he will appoint him over all he has. But if a bad servant, how about those who would not warn the people, should say in his heart, 'My Lord will delay his coming,' judgment will come at a latter time if they continue to work their treacheries." Say, "My Lord will delay his coming." He begins to beat. One scripture says that the wicked are those who smite the people, leaving them without instruction, mercilessly, without instruction. Began to beat his fellow servants. How about lie to them, afflict their souls, and to eat and drink with drunkards? How about, my brothers and sisters, to consort with those who are drunk in the mind and heart with lies? So the Lord of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect, and an hour he does not know, and he will severely scourge him and give him a portion like that of the hypocrites, and they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Another scripture, my brothers and sisters, of similitude is at, hear me, my brothers and sisters, Luke. How about Luke 12:31? Let us look quickly. Luke 12:31. "But seek the kingdom of Yah." 12:30. "Worldly people say, 'Can seek after all these things.'" Talk about material things. "And the Father knows that these things are necessary for you. But seek the kingdom of Yah. Seek what appeases him. And all these things shall be added unto you." Those who are concerned for the things of Yah, the preservation, giving honor to that which the Most High has created, that belongs to him, he will make them shepherds of his flock, stewards of that which unto him belongs. He said, "Do not be afraid, O little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give them as alms. Make for yourselves purses which do not wear out." In other words, rather than being so concerned about material things, gather into yourselves that which is precious and that which endures. "And a treasure in heaven that does not run short, for the thief does not come near, and the moth does not destroy. For where your treasure is, there also be your heart. Let your girdle be fastened with your loins, and lamps lighted." The parable here has to do with, let's continue. "And be like men who expect their master when he will return from the wedding house, so that when he comes and knocks, they will immediately open the door for him," expects him to come in, prepares for him. "Blessed those servants whom their master, when he comes, finds them awake, looking out, expecting. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and make them sit down and come in and serve them. If he should come in the second or third watch and find them, awake, blessed are those servants. Find them prepared, blessed are those servants. But know this, that the master of the house knew at what watch the thief would come. He would have kept awake and not allowed the house to be plundered." It's parallel, but always be ready. "Wherefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man will come in the very hour you do not expect." And Shimon Kepha said, "Our Lord, do you speak this parable to us but to us and also to all men. Yeshua said, who is the faithful and wise servant whom his master will appoint of his household to give supplies in due time? How about to give the word of truth in its due season, even the word of truth that the world has not known? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find him so doing. Truly I say to you that he will appoint him over all his wealth. But if that servant should say in his heart, my master has delayed his coming, and begins to beat his servants, and beat the men servants and maid servants of his master, and then begins to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come in a day and hour, and he does not expect to know. He will severely punish him and place him with those who are counted far from trustworthy. Well, the servant who knows the wishes of his master and does not make ready according to his wishes will receive a severe beating. He who does not know and does what is worthy of punishment will receive less beating. For to whomsoever more is given, more is required. And to much which is entrusted, more will be required of his hand. So I came, this is a powerful scripture, my brothers and sisters, that has been vastly mistranslated. I would have you to understand his meaning. He said, I came. How about also that I come? Because he's speaking of the latter days. To set a fire on earth. In fact, he said, I came and this is my purpose. To set a fire on earth. And it is my wish, it is my purpose to do it. And he said, what would be my purpose if it had already been kindled? Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to declare a word, to bring about the revelation revolution, that swift testimony that will expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. That men discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to convert unto the truth of the one Most High. He said, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and I'm impressed. I'm not appeased till it's fulfilled. So do you think I come to bring peace on earth? Yes, he does come ultimately to bring peace. But my brothers and sisters, that word of peace, what does Scripture say, nation against nation, brother against brother? Read Isaiah 19:5, 1-5, and understand. It talks about Messiah will bring a word to bring about a revolution that will expose all the unrighteousness of all the nations, and many, my brothers and sisters, will seek to conform to that word, and many will not. And that word will decide, my brothers and sisters, who will serve Yah, according to Malachi 2:16, 3:18, 4:4. Most High will declare a swift testimony, will discern, my brothers and sisters, who will serve Yah and who will serve him not. But henceforth there will be five in a house, two will be divided, three against two, and two against three. Talk about those who will convert and those who will not. Father will divide against his son, a son against his father, a mother against a daughter, and a daughter against a mother, a mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law. Micah 7 says, heaven, yet nevertheless, Israel shall be revived and be one. So when you see a cloud, and he said to the people, when you see a cloud rise from the west, immediately you say it is rain, so it is. When the wind blows from the south, you say it will be hot, and it is so. O hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the earth and the sky. How then is you not discern this time? There's so much prophecy, my brothers and sisters, that is related concerning what man should look for in preparing for the coming of the Son of Man. So much that was understood by the early church, my brothers and sisters, that many have not discerned today. And I dare say that without that knowledge, none could convert, none could be delivered. I'd like to call attention to another scripture that speaks about, behold, I come as a thief. Shockingly enough, to better understand this, I would suggest many of you go to my website, HiddenGospel.com, there's an article there called Rapture Doctrine Debunked. To discern indeed. I said to discern indeed. What it is that men were actually told to prepare for. Rapture doctrine is a lie. The very scriptures that many Jews relate what they have called rapture doctrine. Actually, if you read the work that is written, my website, HiddenGospel.com, it actually, my brothers and sisters, speaks in so many ways to that scenario that is painted. In Isaiah 24, Messiah come to a city. The city will not listen. The city destroyed, warning the world. And the world will finally discern him for whom they have waited. Cast aside the veil and the covering of blindness and lies that has blinded all the nations. Men will say, this is the Holy One, the Righteous One for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be glad, made glad. How about made at peace and his salvation? And he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. Isaiah 66, one who rebukes the city and the temples, declares the unrighteousness of all, both church and state. And the scriptures declare that when he shall do this, and there will be a voice of tumult at the destruction of that city. Isaiah 66, 6 to 15 verses. Those who understand the sign of the Son of Man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, those who understand that sign of the Son of Man, that great testimony like clouds from on high that all must witness and recognize as one. When all shall recognize that word, true Israel, my brothers and sisters, shall be awakened, become one people, as it were, in one day. Read Isaiah 66, 1 through 6, the 15th verses, and understand what it speaks again about that city. I would have you then, my brothers and sisters, in light of the scriptures that many have twisted completely out of context, speaking of rapture doctrine, to realize the scenario that is related actually to the secret city prophecies and give attention to 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 9 as a continuation of those verses in the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Another times and seasons, my brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. Many of those who were wise knew what they were taught to expect. For you yourself know perfectly well that the day of our Lord comes as a thief in the night. Then we just read this again and again in Revelation 16, 12 to 21. For when they shall say peace and tranquility, then sudden destruction will come upon them and travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape, those who are not prepared. And the rulers certainly would not do so, because Messiah comes to expose them all. You really think, my brothers and sisters, the rulers are going to tell you that they will be counted the most wicked of all for having hid the truth from one Most High, and what you were to expect to be delivered? So, but you, my brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief, or you should not be in darkness. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in the last days that most will be caught completely off guard. I would spare you the misery of those who are unprepared. Said for you all the children of light. This is what he said to those of that time and the children of the day. That was in the time, my brothers and sisters, before Rome came and destroyed those who held the truth that joined together the early church. Before Rome came up with this counterfeit, it has gone forth to deceive a whole world. So you're the children of light and the children of day. This is what he said to those of that time. You're not the children of the night, nor the children of darkness. He said, let us not sleep. In other words, let us always be watchful. And let us sleep as many others who were let down their guard. But let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep in the night. And those who are drunken in the night. In other words, drunken by the misconceits that seem to be wise, but only confusion that leave men in the darkness, unaware, filled with debate, doubt, not knowing the way of truth. But let us who are the children of our day be alert, put on the breastplate of faith and love, the helmet put on for the hope of salvation. All my brothers and sisters, the scripture said Messiah will put upon himself all these. To declare a word, my brothers and sisters, of peace the men have not known. To be an intercessor, to declare a word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will hear. For the sake of those, my brothers and sisters, who would turn toward the truth and turn from transgression. But Yah has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. How about through the word? The one called the Kurdi, who reveals again the gospel, Yahushua HaMashiach, who died for us, who gave his life. But what does Scripture say? If I do not go to the comfort of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance, shall not come. He gave his life, and then I remember those things, my brothers and sisters, that so many have forgotten, and that's why the world is in a state of such divisiveness today. He died for us for that whether we wake or sleep, we will live together with him. Wherefore, comfort one another and edify one another. But have they done this? Have the nations done this? Have the people done this? Have most of they believe actually done this? And have they only sought to uphold what seems wise to their own hearts? The word that comforts and brings forth peace and repentance is not of men, my brothers and sisters, but it is the word from on high. Scripture said in the last days, men will find they had not heard for a long time a prophet who would speak these words. Read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4 and understand why it says, behold my servant. My soul delights up for my spirit upon him. Spirit, his testimony. By his spirit upon him. Shall not fail nor be discouraged. He said, justice and the fullness of the word. I shall wait for his law. We beseech you, my brethren, to respect who labor among you and admonish you and the Most High to teach you, that you esteem them very highly in love and be at peace with them for their work's sake. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today where half few have heard the word, even speak it. And again, I tell you that these words, speaking about how Messiah comes from the thief in the night, actually, if you read my website, Isaiah, concerning 1 Thessalonians 4, these verses are by no means, my brothers and sisters, talking about the raising of physical bodies into the sky. These verses are talking about the word that Messiah brings to men who believe to be made sons of Yah, but trust in a foundation truth whereby men might grow rightly. Which do you think the Most High is concerned about, my brothers and sisters? The raising of man's conscience? That men might be comforted, get the point, made at peace and one with him. That he's more concerned about what? People flying up to the sky? Who themselves have never really, as one, believed or agreed in the truth? Or that he first raised the conscience of his people? That they as one bear that testimony. For the scripture says the remnant of Israel, Zechariah 3:13, because Messiah comes to that city and declares that testimony, that approves all nations that they must hear. He says, because of this, because of that testimony, Messiah appearing at that city. Zephaniah 3. The scriptures declare that the remnant of Israel will do no more iniquity. Speak no more lies. Never be again be divided after the misconceits of the nations. In gaining authority, my brothers and sisters, there'll be none among them to harm. Like I say, rapture doctrine is contrived at the hand of the wicked. The men be left damned, completely left off guard. The rulers without question have taught false doctrine to keep people damned in bondage under them after perversities and for the flesh. And all of this was only, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, false religion. I'd like to give attention quickly, looking at the time. 2 Kings 3:10-18, all these scriptures say Messiah comes as a thief in the night, meaning that men will not be expecting him according to the truth of his word. I would spare you, my brothers and sisters, the shame of those who be found lacking. 2 Peter 3:10. I'd like to read a few verses there. Second Kefa, 3:10. Second Peter, they called it 3:10. Quickly. How about 3:9? Most have not negligent concerning his promises, as some men count negligence, but is long-suffering towards you, not wishing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance, all should discern the truth. Huh. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters, that all should discern the truth? How many of my brothers and sisters are going to be willing in all things to hear? Especially when they have to discern a word that puts shame to all their leaders who they have trusted. The day of the Most High comes a thief in the night, when the heavens shall pass away and the elements, how about the principles of men, shall separate as they burn. In other words, the principles after which the nations have lied and kept men in bondage shall be no more. All the ways of this earth, the worldliness of this earth, and the works that are in it. Messiah said, I testify of the works of this world. The testimony of this world is evil, divisive, destructive. And the earth and the works that are in it shall not be found. Now, since all these things are to be dissolved, the lives of men that are divided the nations, what manner of persons ought to be in all holy conduct and godliness? Looking forward and longing to the day of the coming of Yah, even as Messiah, when the heavens, how about all the testimony of those who rule on high, shall be tested by the rebuke of his testimony, shall be dissolved within the elements, the principles, the lies they have taught, shall melt with his fervent heat. How about his rebuke? Consider Isaiah 40 and understand. Nevertheless, we accord this promise, look for the new heavens and new earth, in which dwells righteousness. Therefore, my beloved, when you look for these things, be diligent, you may be found in peace, and without spot, and blameless. Again, my brothers and sisters, we have these scriptures saying that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, men not expecting his presence, not expecting which is suddenly announced to the world. What is the day of his coming? Revelation? Quickly. Revelation 2. Well, looks like I might need to go quickly to the third chapter. The scriptures speak at the third verse. Second verse. Awake. Hold fast the things which remain and are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect, complete before Yah. Your testimony is not complete according to all that is intended. Remember, therefore, just as you have received and heard, so hold fast and repent. Return to the truth you have forgotten. For if, therefore, you do not awake, or stay awake, or have come awake unto the truth, will come against you as a thief, and you will come in an hour. You should not know what hour I shall come upon you. Remember these scriptures talking about, behold, I come as a thief in the night? My brothers and sisters, how many understand the Messiah is that one spoken of in Isaiah 44 that will prove foolish the wisdom of all the nations? That one, my brothers and sisters, who will show men past the mindscape of their rulers, who will establish Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation, Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6 through 46:13. To understand who that one is called the King of the East, you need that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, my brothers and sisters, Early Church Origin Mutual Expectation. You need that article on my website, my brothers and sisters, Secret City Prophecies, because they talk about this gathering of all the deceits of all the nations, that a city of confusion, that is mentioned in Isaiah 24, that is mentioned in Isaiah 19:1-5 and 19:18-25 will bring forth finally when the lies are no more, shall bring forth peace. Scripture talk about that great earthquake at a city, my brothers and sisters, in these verses of Revelation 16:12-21. The great city was divided into three parts and the cities of the nations fell. Isaiah 25:1-3 through 10, my brothers and sisters. Fire all nations to come to praise the one Most High. This prophecy in the book of Revelation, we must understand that the gospel is the whole word of the Most High. All nations, in order to convert, must aspire to that great day when all that is the aspirations and dreams of Israel, the Most High gave to his people Israel, that Israel be exalted above all nations, and all nations made subject to those who know righteousness shall come to righteousness, that they might be blessed. Those who of the early faith called Kurdishania, my brothers and sisters, expected this prophecy of here I speak. Concerning the one called Shiloh, Genesis 49:10-12. They expected that one, my brothers and sisters, unto whom all nations must gather, him unto whom it all belongs. They expected, my brothers and sisters, that the lies that have blinded all the nations and the misallegiances to all manner of false rulers, kings, and priests would finally come to be exposed. Do you think the rulers of the nations wanted you to know that? Instead of teaching you the one who exposes the lies of all the nations, my brothers and sisters, they taught you a false concept of a Messiah, one who, instead of delivering the people from the lies, have compelled men to trust in partialities that are not the gospel, not the saving word at all, that can never deliver men from the lies. And the end result of it all, my brothers and sisters, is men not knowing what to expect. Who has come to bring deliverance from the illusions, not knowing how he comes and how he appears to expose every lie. My brothers and sisters, many have trusted in the lie. They did not believe, my brothers and sisters, this fullness of a gospel that all nations were to believe, that all peoples take upon themselves the love of what Yah loves, that all nations take upon themselves the love of the promises the Most High gave his people, that by trust in the truth and anticipation, the Most High would give victory to those who believe the truth. They not only, my brothers and sisters, will have a great blessing, but they shall survive the day when the Most High shall bring to an end all those who would stand against the word of peace, the word of truth. Did they teach you about the secret city prophecies, my brothers and sisters? That you should know how the Most High intends to bring all his people to one accord? Did they teach you these secret city prophecies, my brothers and sisters, that you should know that a people believing all the variances of the various nations cannot be the salvation of the world,
90 seconds.
Nor will they ever, in these impurities, bear the name of the Most High. Wherever men have lied, wherever men have deviated, wherever men have partialized the Holy Word, all such treachery against the name, the title, the fame, the word and authority of the Most High must be reproved. If they did not teach you who Messiah said he is, when he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If they did not teach you who he said that he is, if they did not teach you how he comes to appear, if they didn't teach you that he comes to expose all the misconceits that have divided and kept all nations in bondage, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you the gospel that you might be saved, that you might be preserved. For all those who have not believed these truths have been in contention against one another for many generations. He did not say he would preserve those, my brothers and sisters, who believe the lies of the nations, but those who will be silenced in their lives, my brothers and sisters, or who will overcome the lie, or those, my brothers and sisters, who, in coming to believe the truth, will have an opportunity unto life. He said he who believes and is baptized,
10 seconds.
Believe the truth shall be saved, but he who believes not shall be damned. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, men have heard the truth that is necessary unto your salvation. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. And to his might, and to his honor, and to his praise always. Let's prepare for him, my brothers and sisters, who reproves all the unrighteousness of all men, who are discerning and teaching again the truth. My brothers and sisters will bring a world again unto light. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who hear these words. For they are the words the early church knew and believed. The words, my brothers and sisters, of this counterfeit system we have today has sought to hide. Blessed are they who will hear them. Blessed are they who will understand, obey, and declare. For these are the ones Most High will call his witnesses, and these are the ones who shall have his blessed reward. To his speak again, my brothers and sisters, the Nehemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High again for every ear he brings near. How important, my brothers and sisters, a word such as this that would call many to convert unto the ways of Yah.